the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast brought to you by NBA 2K24. Now, today's episode, a little bit different. Sunday night, I was busy doing a TV show, the Mavericks versus the Nuggets live on BBC Sports. So if you tuned in, I appreciate you. That's love. But it did mean we didn't get to record our usual Monday's episode. So don't worry, Scott will be joining myself and BJ on tomorrow's show. But for now, I wanted to share something with you guys. As you know, it's Ramadan and currently Muslims all around the world, like myself, are fasting. And I actually shared an interview on my YouTube channel many years ago now with one of my favorite players of all time, one of the greatest players of all time. A player who doesn't get enough respect in these all-time great conversations, but Hakeem Olajuwon, who fasted throughout his career in the NBA. And not only did he fast during his career in the NBA, he went out there and absolutely dominated, even without food or water between sunrise and sunset. So I wanted to share this with you in case you were unaware and give you a little insight into the process and what it's like. If you've seen this before, you're an OG fan. I appreciate you. It's love. If you're new round here, check this one out. We get to our regular scheduled programming tomorrow morning with BJ Armstrong, three-time NBA champion, and of course, NBA general manager, Mr. Scott Perry. So I appreciate you guys. As always, make sure you follow the podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Hit us on social media, join the Discord server, and I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. But for now, enjoy this conversation with the one and only Hakeem the Dream. Hakeem, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaykum salam.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day.
It's always a pleasure.
Something that I've been meaning to ask you for a long time now is, you played during Ramadan. Of course, you're Muslim and you observe the faith. And
yes.
You played in the NBA during yes. Ramadan. So when I was a kid, yes. It would be Ramadan and I'd be playing basketball the whole day.
Yeah.
And no water, nothing. And everyone would be like, you're crazy. How are you doing this? Yeah. And I would just be like, if Hakeem Olajuwon can win an NBA title, I can play here. Wow. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I know you spoke to Enes Kanter
yes.
about playing through Ramadan
sure,
here.
Sure.
What kind of kept you going? Because a lot of people have said you even won a player of the month whilst you were fasting.
Sure.
So what kind of kept you pushing through the physical struggles? Because
yes.
obviously it's a mental battle,
right.
but your body does get more tired and dehydrated. What kept you pushing all the way through that?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, knowing that it's not a choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the pillars of Islam.
Yeah.
And if you're practicing Muslim, then you can't say, well, because I'm playing, so I won't fast this month. You can't, you
yeah.
know? So it's one of those, you know, uncompromising positions. So mentally, right there, you prepare.
Yeah.
Mentally. Then the spiritual aspect of that you're doing something spiritual for willpower. This is what
yeah.
is to develop a willpower. Then you find yourself that whatever you put your mind, you set your mind to do, mm-hmm. that once you approach with that mind, positive mindset, then you start seeing the benefit. Because in Ramadan, I find myself where you have more energy. You know, there's you know, you try to digest your food, you know, your stomach is, you feel lighter, you feel a lot
yeah.
explosive, you know. So, you know, to the point where even after Ramadan, I wanted to continue.
Yeah.
Then you don't have that strong willpower again.
Yeah.
you know,
yeah,
I tried two more days after that.
Yeah.
After Ramadan, two more days.
Okay.
Then now I have a choice, you know. So,
are you sure you just want to fall from eating? Did you ever train for Ramadan? So, I don't know if you know Leandro Barbosa, who played in the NBA a few years ago.
Barbosa?
Yeah, yeah, the Brazilian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he used to train during the summer, fasted.
Yeah.
So not religiously, just fasted, because
right.
he would say, I read somewhere that he said, if I can train without water or food, imagine in the season when I have water and food,
exactly.
how much better.
Exactly.
And he was one of the quickest players in the NBA
yeah,
until he got injured.
Yeah, yeah.
So, did you ever train and prepare for that during the off season, or did you just go straight into it?
You know, for our Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, he used to fast Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
So I fast Monday and Thursday all year.
Yeah.
So but when Ramadan comes,
it's
something you do all year. It's like basketball, where you stay in condition.
Yeah.
All year. So when season comes, to train for the season is easier.
Yeah.
But if I waited till almost time for the season to start training,
yeah,
then it becomes more difficult. So people are not used to fasting and just fast once a year for Ramadan. They struggle the first couple of days.
Yeah.
But if you do it all year, which is, except fasting in England is very tough. Yeah, fasting in the UK, long hours.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, yeah. Especially in the summer. When summer.
Right. So the toughest fasting was for me in England.
So fasting in England is harder than playing in the NBA.
It's hard. Yes.